is helping bring clients' finances together at letsmakeaplan.org.
Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Well, Brian, the stock markets are closed today because of the hurricane, but you're on the job. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. We're here, and we are staying dry.
Well, often in presidential election years, we hear about an October surprise, but I don't think anyone expected this year's surprise would be a storm named Sandy.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think the October surprise people talk about, we may have gotten it last week. We got our first peek at the third quarter GDP, the gross domestic product report, and that was up 2%. That was better than expected. Now, admittedly, Wayne, the GDP is subject to revision, so this may bounce around a little bit, but 2% is better than we had thought. It's now been up for 13 consecutive quarters. It was up primarily due to not only government spending, but also consumer spending. One ominous sign was that defense spending is likely to go down over the next several quarters, and business spending is very muted right now. Wayne, the big economic report we're going to be seeing this week is the October jobs report, which is due out Friday.
Right.
This is the last piece of economic information before next Tuesday's election. We're also going to get the ISM report, which is a sort of a barometer of the manufacturing sector this week. But the jobs issue will be a very big one. It's a way of ways on voters' minds. Another two pieces of data we got last week that were pretty good. The data from China continues to improve. Their Purchasing Managers Index, which is sort of a measure of business health, was up for the third consecutive month. Not great, but the trend is still your friend over there. Also, in the UK, their GDP was up 1% year over year for their third quarter. That's a big deal because they had been down negative growth below zero for the last several quarters, and this bump was primarily due to the Olympics. So this is the last week to sort of assess the economic data.
Mm-hmm. Well, the economic impact of a hurricane of this magnitude just could be enormous through lost business and lost wages.
Yeah.
Of course, the cost of repairing damage, restoring power, and all the rest. Tell us about some of those.
Sure. We cannot, of course, overlook the human impact of the storm, which is very significant. But the economic impact, let's look at that for a moment. As you all know by now, Sandy may be one of the biggest, costliest storms in U.S. history. Last year's Irene did about $15 billion in damage, just to give you an idea. Not only is this potential damage, as you mentioned, to homes and businesses, but there's lost worker productivity, too, which adds up very quickly. That's also true because this storm is going to have a big impact on major cities like New York City, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., etc. The insurance industry is the one sector most directly exposed to losses. Interestingly, Wayne, 2011 was a very bad year for weather-related issues such as tornadoes and hurricanes. In fact, insurers absorbed over $30 billion in losses. This year has been much better in that consideration, down well over 50% in losses from weather events. So we shall see what Sandy brings us this week.
Mm-hmm. Earnings reports are still trickling in. The overall consensus?
Not very good right now. It's moves on slowly but surely, but so far by 4 weeks in the season, the numbers are just not great. You and I always talk about corporate earnings, but lately the focus has been on revenue, or what you might just call gross sales. Why? Because sales are an indicator of real demand, and you really can't fudge those numbers but so much. Bottom line, revenue continues to come in weak. About two-thirds of the companies that have reported so far, which we've gotten about half of the S&P 500 so far, have shown lower than expected revenue. And there were quite a number of high-profile earnings and revenue duds last week. This tells analysts that there's only so much cutting and realigning you can do to help keep your earnings afloat. Now, the earnings themselves are still kind of flattish, but the guidance for next quarter and for all of 2013 has been kind of flat to down mostly. So I would say, in general, the revenue has been driving things, and it's been very flat.
Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute and a half, I guess, to go.
Mm-hmm.
Certain sectors of industry will either prosper or not prosper, depending on which party wins the election and which policies the government will implement after the next after this presidential election. Tell us what the outlook is on that.
Well, basically, with only 8 days to go, voting has already started in many states. But there clearly, several industries will benefit either from an Obama re-election or a Romney election. We're going to focus on four main ones today: energy, healthcare, defense, and banking, four major food groups, if you will. First on energy, all indicators are that Romney would favor less regulation on the coal industry in particular and greater expansion of drilling and pipeline production. So those stocks would likely go up if Romney wins. Now, Obama's reelection would definitely mean good things for alternative energy sources. Healthcare is much more diversified and tough to call, but essentially all analysts believe that there will be little, if any, change to Obamacare and no chance at repeal. An Obama victory would likely benefit healthcare facilities, life sciences, and even pharmacy benefit managers. In banking, Romney would likely seek a redo of the onerous Dodd-Frank bill that's currently being implemented in stages. The banking sector would also be very impacted by what happens to the Fed and interest rates, but that's not easy to predict. Low interest rates are likely with us for quite a while. Industrial companies, particularly defense contractors, would likely see a bump if Romney wins. However, whether he could follow through with his big budget expansions in defense is very questionable, given the deficit levels we have now. But, of course, in general, the economy rules over all, and if the tide rises, all the boats would likely be lifted.
Okay, thanks to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management for his weekly analysis of the business and financial news. Brian Ford's analysis is made possible in part by Stellar One Bank, personal and business banking for over 100 years, now at the corner of Libby and Patterson. Information at StellarOne.com. Stellar One Bank. Bank brilliantly.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve.